This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 753, entitled Men, Don't Just Ignore Feminazis, Destroy Their Beliefs with Masculism. Description. This flyer claims that it's not enough for men to simply ignore, to just walk away from feminazis, that is, monoconscious feminists. Men, especially by conscious masculists, ought also to destroy monoconscious feminism as a cancer, because it is indirectly wiping up whole populations due to the poisoning of the minds of young women, to the point that two-thirds of young men don't even want to date young women. Women will be more effectively converted to bi-consciousness by combining men ignoring women with haranguing women with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric. That will truly scare women, monoconscious, feminist women. This flyer argues that this combined tactic will result in a faster transition to a bi-conscious society than will men just walking away from women, that is, going MGTOW. Now, flyer itself. Men, don't just ignore feminazis. Destroy Their Beliefs with Masculism, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In the US, at least two-thirds of young men find young women undateable due to them being too poisoned by feminism. This is a famous Pew Research Center poll in 2022, that showed that 63% of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women. When asked why, these young men gave the above answer. I'm seeing YouTube short videos lately saying that that percentage is now over 80%. From the masculine perspective, that makes feminists, brackets, strictly speaking, monoconscious feminists, that is, by definition, those feminists whose only gender politics they know of is feminist, so are not bi-conscious, since by definition they know nothing of masculist ideas, which if they did, would mean that they had had two gender political consciousnesses raised, being familiar with both feminist and masculist ideas, which they most certainly are not. Close brackets. Monoconscious feminists feel they have every right to be angry at men, since they are aware how much men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Most upper middle class, university trained women are very familiar with these feminist arguments and have spread these ideas via the media to most women of all classes. As a result of this feminist monoconsciousness, most women are rather surly towards men, suspicious of men, thinking in the back of their minds that women need to remain vigilant against men's oppression of women. From the young man's point of view, this monoconscious feminist surliness is repulsive and quite unacceptable. So two-thirds of US young men, at least, now refuse to even date young women, preferring to spend their time and their money on themselves rather than start families with women, who with one chance in two will divorce them, and with one chance in four for married fathers will divorce rape them, financially butchering them in the fluffy feminist dominated divorce courts that the feminists took over in the 70s. Thus, in today's world, at least in the US and many other countries, most men are effectively MGTOWs, that's men going their own way, that is, who refuse to marry, reject paternity, and spend their money on themselves. With two-thirds of young men not dating young women, these men are certainly not giving young women their sperm. So this dating strike on the part of young men is now the dominant, in brackets, but not the only, cause why the birth rate is plummeting. And hence it is only a matter of time before whole populations start crashing. Japan, for example, has been suffering a net population loss for the past decade or so. Maskus put the blame for this population crash on the feminists, that is, monoconscious feminists, who have made young women so repulsive to be with that young men, in their large majority, refuse to even date them. Thus Maskus see feminism, monoconscious feminism, as a cancer that needs to be eradicated. But if you say that to a monoconscious feminist, she will only get her back up, seeing you as a complete gender political bigot to be starkly resisted, since she will see you as just another misogynist shit and will want to spit in your face. So how to wipe out feminist ideas and attitudes that cause a high proportion of young women to be considered undateable by so many young men? In short, with masculism, with masculist ideas. It's my experience that once a monoconscious feminist has been converted to bi-consciousness, that is, she has learned some masculism, for example, the big three of the masculists, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, then these now bi-conscious women become a lot nicer for men to be with, since they lose their monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, because they see with their new masculist consciousness that women, in fact, oppress men far worse. Once women learn about the big three of women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, these women see how much worse these big three gender crimes against men are than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. These now bi-conscious women see that it would be profoundly hypocritical of them to trash men in public for the ways that men oppress women, when they now see that in reality women oppress men far worse, given that many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, for example, the big three. Now that Maskus' ideas are spreading, thanks to the manosphere, in brackets, that is, men on the internet talking about men's issues, men's lib, close brackets, there are now dozens of female content creators on the internet who can be labelled female masculists, who make regular videos talking to women on how better to treat men if they want to have and keep a boyfriend. This flyer's main advice to men is that it is not enough merely to avoid, that is, to walk away from feminazis, that is, monoconscious feminists. Because by walking away, that will not cause these monoconscious feminists to convert themselves as readily to bi-consciousness as will a combined walking away plus giving women a masculine browbeating to wake them up to how morally inferior bi-conscious masculists see monoconscious feminists, haranguing them out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist rhetoric. Now that millions of young men refuse to date young women, and that there is now a flood of YouTube shorts and TikToks made by lonely women who cannot find men to ask them out, one can expect millions of young women to ask themselves why they are alone. This female reflection will result in some of them thinking that feminist, monoconscious feminist, trashing of men over the past half century has really put off men from feministed women. So some of these very lonely women who would like to have babies and have a man in their lives come to the conclusion that expressing feminist misandry to men is not a good idea, since the result will be their manlessness, their denial by men of love, sex, babies, etc. The fact that now millions of young men refuse to even date young women is causing millions of young women to reflect on why they are alone, manless and miserable. But, and this is the whole point of this flyer, millions more women would be reflecting on why they are alone if they were not only ignored and walked away from by young men, but were also strongly confronted with masculist ideas. Masculists want women to become bi-conscious, so that women become a lot nicer for men to be with. Men don't want relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, monoconscious, feminazi cunts who are repulsive for men to be with, so are so heftily rejected and spat at. But the bi-consciousing of women is not an easy matter, since the feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics for six decades. So society has become so deeply brainwashed into the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street that whenever bi-conscious masculists lash out at the far greater oppression that women commit against men and vice versa, the knee-jerk reaction of women, of monoconscious feminists, and even of society as a whole, is that this expression of contempt by the masculists against monoconscious feminist hypocrisy is seen as just more male misogyny, and hence is universally blocked and denied. The masculists are having a very hard time penetrating what they call the fem-mafia, that is, the feminist media mafia. The majority of journalists and media people today are now women, who are upper middle class, usually university degreed, so have been well exposed to feminist ideas, so are accustomed to dismissing male misogyny when these women come across it. So when they hear of the masculist or the manosphere, they automatically stiffen their spine and launch into defense mode, thus denying themselves of being influenced by masculist ideas. So how do you tackle this impasse? I think the answer is to be found in universities. Universities, by definition, consist of many highly intelligent young people in one place who are accustomed to being bombarded with new ideas, which they absorb quickly, which is the very reason why they are there in the first place, that is, to learn their future professional knowledge. The strategy of the bi-conscious masculist, I believe, should be the following. 1. Keep making masculine and MGTOW videos for the manosphere. 2. Educate male university students so that the large majority of them is aware how much worse women oppress men than vice versa. 3. Push the idea that monoconscious feminists are profound hypocrites and bigots who deserve to have their fucking heads bitten off by extremely angry bi-conscious masculists who see monoconscious feminists not only as undateable, but as moral inferiors, to be viciously rejected, to be spat at for their utter callousness and ignorance towards men's issues. This is the end of part 1.